The Sockeye Run winds down in Upper Lynn Canal, and controversial Greens Creek mine film is now online. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. Sockeye salmon returned to Haines Chilkoot River in strong numbers this summer. The run is winding down, but tracking near the upper end of the escapement goal set by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. ADF&G Haines Area Management Biologist Wyatt Ray Fournier says a large portion of the sockeye run came in a big pulse of 38,000 fish.
Kind of uncharacteristic if you look at kind of the long-term patterns for that lake, but now two of the last 3 years we've had these really large pulses of sockeye into the Chilkoot Lake.
Now, as the run comes to an end, just over 84,000 fish have been counted by Fish and Game on the Chilkoot River. That's a good number, just below the upper bound of the escapement goal. Ray Fournier says those numbers have allowed the department to open up fishing.
We've given a lot of opportunity since that large pulse of fish came through, opening up the Lutac Inlet all the way up to the river mouth for extra days. You know, the last couple of weeks we've been open for 4 days a week and 5 days a week, and this next week it'll be open for 6 days.
On the Chilkat side, however, Fish and Game is still waiting. They still have a ways to go before meeting the escapement goal on the Chilkat River. But Ray Fournier says that's not unusual. He says the run tends to be more prolonged.
If you look at over the last 10 years, by the end of August, we have about half of our escapement through. So that means we still have more fish to come. You know, right now we're only at 44,000 fish, so we're hoping that there is a whole second half of the run coming, because, of course, our minimum goal on the Chilkat side is 70,000 fish.
Ray Fournier says there are strong indications those fish are on their way.
Our Chilkat River fish wheels picked up quite significantly. We've had a lot of reports of subsistence fishers in the river and in the saltwater catching a lot of sockeye. And so we're going to open for just 2 days and give a little bit more opportunity for the commercial fishers. So they'll be able to fish up to Twin Coves here this next week.
As the summer salmon season slows, Ray Fournier expects to see the start of the Kahini chum harvest.
We do have a lot of our fishers who have moved on from their summer nets and are using what we call the fall gear, which means they're using a slightly larger mesh size, and they begin to target fall chum salmon, wild chum salmon that are returning up to the Kahini. And they're also starting to harvest coho salmon. Coho that are returning into the Chilkat.
Meanwhile, the Chilkoot River is seeing a low return of pink salmon.
Pink salmon coming into the Chilkoot River has been quite low. We're only at about 5,000 fish, which is pretty low even for an even year. And in the fish wheels themselves, which monitor the Chilkat salmon migrations, they've been quite low over there as well. In fact, very low when you look at the 10-year average, and even pretty darn low when you look at some of these even years.
Ray Fournier says the fish tend to follow a pattern with weaker runs on even years.
Upper Lynn Canal follows the same as the rest of northern southeast Alaska. So northern southeast Alaska pink salmon fall on this odd even year cycle, where the even years, such as this year, have typically been much lower than the odd years.
Ray Fournier says this isn't a huge deal for the local gillnet fleet, but it's certainly affecting others in southeast.
We typically, as a gillnet fishery, don't harvest or target a lot of pink salmon, but definitely some of the other gear types, which like the purse seiners, definitely were very limited in opportunity here in northern southeast Alaska because of the low abundance of pink salmon.
In the past week, 4,000 sockeye were harvested by commercial fishermen in District 15. They also caught 4,500 coho, 2,500 chum, and 100 pinks. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins. A controversial film about a metals mine in southeast Alaska has been posted online after months of touring film festivals and a threat of legal action by the mining company. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports.
Irreparable Harm takes a critical look at a metals mine on Admiralty Island.
Greens Creek is an underground silver mine that generates over 2,000 tons of ore per day.
The 20-minute video was commissioned by the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, or SEAC, which claims the mine is polluting Hawk Inlet with heavy metals like mercury. The film takes its name from legal language, repeated in the video by the mine's chief spokesman, Mike Satry. He describes the environmental standard under which the mine operates inside Admiralty Island National Monument.
We can meet all of our permits, but if a decision is made that we are having irreparable harm, then we would lose our ability to lease monument land.
In the film, CX staff scientist Guy Archibald points fingers at regulators.
It's my belief that the mine will do what's required of them. They've done everything that the state and federal agencies have asked them to do. They've even gone above and beyond. It's the state agencies whose duty it is to protect the public trust that's not requiring the mine to do what they should be doing.
Absent from the narrative are regulators defending the mine's permits. Archibald said that wasn't the filmmaker's wish.
When doing the movie, we asked various agencies if they wanted to participate in the movie, if they wanted to put their point of view, you know, on the record in the video, and for various reasons, they declined.
Greens Creek Mine spokesman Mike Satry released a statement Thursday saying accusations made of the film have been refuted multiple times by state regulatory agencies. The film also faced a legal challenge. Earlier this year, lawyers for the mining company sent a cease and desist letter, claiming that the film's use of a Hecla promotional video violated copyright law. Attorneys from the Electronic Frontier Foundation in San Francisco defended the use of the footage under the fair use doctrine. The mining company's legal threat was withdrawn. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
Fishing was a little better in a second summer commercial troll season for king salmon in Southeast. Trollers were allowed to target kings for 5 days in mid-August and landed an estimated 26 to 27,000 Chinook, about 4,000 fish above the target for that opening. Grant Hagerman is the department's troll management biologist for Southeast.
We fished for 5 days from August 15th through the 19th. Right now, preliminary catch per fleet per day is about 5,500. So the catch per boat per day was a little bit higher, around 7 per boat per day in July and about 10 here in this August fishery. So the fishing was a little bit better.
Those catch rates are still pretty low compared to other years, but not unexpected with low abundance of kings. Effort was down in the second opening with just over 560 permits fished. That's the lowest effort for that second summer opening since 2002. The price for kings was very high, perhaps among the highest ever for the summer season, averaging $8.50 a pound. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.